Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Polished Woman, only on LA Talk Radio.
The Polished Woman.
And now here's Jessica.
Hi, thank you, Max. I always, my jingle always makes me want to dance, right? Okay, today, happy Monday, ladies. Happy week. Happy October. This is the first, yeah, and a happy day. I feel like we all need this. So today, our topic will be about how do you become happy now? Even if you're going, yeah, the power of happiness. Even if you're going through so much, how can you be happy today, now? So, yeah, we will create happiness now. So I hope you tune in on our show, The Polished Woman, and I have a very, very special guest. So according to Mother Teresa, whom I love, actually, she's my idol, spread love wherever you go. Let no one overcome without leaving happier. Isn't it so good? How? The best. I mean, but how? How if you're going through so much? Everyone wants to be happy. And everyone is we're all going through so much. Actually, yes, the whole world. Everyone wants to be happy. But not everyone knows how to become happy. Why is that? Some people think that they'll find happiness in a relationship. Others think they'll find it at work or when they reach a certain goal. And while those things can certainly contribute to a person being happy, I think that we have to explore whether or not they're really able to make a person happy, because those two are very different things, right? As you listen to our show today with our special guest, I want you to think about the power of happiness and what it could mean in your life if you were truly happy. Right now, yeah, what makes you happy? What makes me happy? Max is asking me, what makes me happy? What makes me happy is, my life, I think every day, just being grateful that I'm alive and I'm with my, and healthy and with my family and friends that I love most, right? people are struggling nowadays. That's why we need this show. Max and I and my producer, you were like thinking of the show. What are we supposed to do for the show? Raise the vibration. That's what Max said. And talk about happiness. I don't want to talk about anything that will, because we're already all sad. We're already all confused. We're, with all the things happening around us and uncertainty. So Max and I invited this amazing, amazing woman. She's an author. She's a speaker. She's a life and business coach. So for all of you who want to start a business as well, this is the episode that you should watch. So today I'm joined by the amazing Mary Lynn Zimmer, the woman behind Living a Joyful Life Now. She's the CEO of Living a Joyful Life Now. Hi, Marilyn.
Hello, Jessica. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Yay. See, I'm happy. I'm happy you're here. I'm really happy. Seeing your face, you're just so joyful.
Oh,
like it's so,
thank
it
you.
Gives you, yeah, it gives us delight, seeing and hope, So I hope that all of us, the women out who are watching us and listening to us right now, please listen to our episode. Listen to what our life coach and speaker, Marilyn, will advise us today. So Marilyn, currently you're a life and business coach. However, I know this isn't how you started your professional career. Can you briefly tell us what you did beforehand?
Sure, very briefly. So I worked a little more than 25 years for two Fortune 100 companies.
Wow.
My last big job, and it took me many places, but for 25 years. So I worked in sales, customer service, marketing, public relations, operations, you name it. And essentially my last big job, I had responsibility for $5 billion revenue stream and 5,000 people across the country. Yes.
Wow.
Yes, it was lovely. Lovely. I am very blessed that I had all of those amazing opportunities.
So what caused you this transition from, you know, from that path to becoming a life and business coach? What made it change? Yeah, what made you change? Yeah.
You know, to make it really simple, I wasn't having fun anymore. The word I like to explain to people is that sometimes you get to a point in your life where you aren't having fun and you're feeling the stress and your life is out of balance. And it's not about the money anymore. It's like, wait, I have this amazing life from the outside in. I should be the happiest person on the planet. And I felt empty. And lost in a number of ways. Just, I don't know, you get to a place sometimes where you wonder how exactly I got here when I had all these great things that were going on, but yet I'm still empty. And so I left. I just said I wasn't having fun anymore. My husband and I left and very quickly sold a house that wasn't supposed to sell for like a year. Yeah. Everything, you know, the universe, I like to say the universe has our backs.
Yeah.
When we follow our intuition, when we are really, we go inside and say, you know, something doesn't feel right anymore.
Yeah.
I have to make a change.
How do we do that? How do you know, listen to your intuition? Because that's really, you know, and everybody right now are, you know, they're like, and I hear it all the time, 17 cars. I actually had a dinner with someone who had like 7 Ferraris, but then she's like, she doesn't find happiness.
Yeah. So it's interesting because when you do have money, it clearly is helpful, right? Yes. It's a nice stability to have.
Yes.
But there are ways. I work with clients often who say, hey, I just can't quit my job. You know, how do I do it? I know I'm not happy here. What do I do? And this is where I would tell anyone in the audience, there are people out there who can help you. A good life coach is about helping you get clarity and helping you get in touch with your intuition, because the true answers are inside of each of us. You know, so often, you know, we think, oh, do I just have to go quit and do this or that? And how do I know? And I say, nobody can tell you what is right for you, but a very, very good coach can guide you through the steps to help you figure that out. And it doesn't have to be, I have to leave one day and start something new the next. It can be a transition plan.
Wait, really, somebody's asking us, what is clarity? What does it mean to you?
Yeah. So clarity means, and this is one of the important things, in order to get clarity, you first have to, as Max would say, you have to raise your vibration. You have to feel good. It's in the feeling good within yourself that allows you to, I say, go to your heart or go to your intuition or to your soul. Literally, the answers are there. I teach my clients very simple meditation practices where you get very quiet.
Yes.
But you have to learn to feel good from the inside out first. And that's what it's all about. Any great coach, a great coach, is going to show you how to get happy first. Because you never make decisions about moving from one job to another when you're confused. So when you get happier, what you do is your mind gets calmer. And it's in the calmness of your mind that your answers are there. You literally will just know. You'll ask yourself a series of questions. Like, this sounds funny. It sounds a bit esoteric, but you want to answer the questions like literally, like, who am I? And what are my gifts and talents? And what's my path to greatness? We are all different individuals. And, you know, again, a lot of people would like to say, that we all have a purpose. Well, what is that purpose?
Yes, that's right. People are asking that.
I think there are two levels to that.
Okay.
One is, I believe that each of us are joy and happiness. We all have the ability to do that. the only person usually getting in our way.
Can you say that again?
We all have the ability to find happiness and joy.
Yes. Amen. But,
right? And then when you get there, it's much easier to figure out what are these gifts and talents that I have? And what is my path to some perhaps greater purpose? Some people say they never really find something that great or unique, but they have aspects of their life that give them passion. So it could be somebody who wants to volunteer. It could be that you just like working out. It could be that you're a reader and, or, you know, it can be any number of things. But then some people have a bigger purpose in life. And the answers are in you. But clearly, we all have the ability to have happiness and joy.
But how if, you know, this is a question. How if you don't believe that there's something in you or it's in you? Because right now, people are sad. Moms are sad. They're hurting. Yeah. How can you, depressed. How can you get out of, and there's anxiety and panic. How can you get out of your bed and say, and raise the vibration?
Yeah. You ask a great question. Because right now, we have a lot of distraction. And a lot of drama. So let me back up and say there are three things that get in the way of our happiness. Three. And it's what you kind of just described that we all experience. One, a lot of negative thoughts are going through our head all the time. Yes. And what science proves is all those negative thoughts have negative energy, feelings, vibration attached to them. So the more I watch the news, because it's hard to find positive news. It doesn't matter what it is you're watching today. Yeah. There's a lot of negativity. So every time I focus on negative thoughts, it makes me feel bad. That is the opposite of happy. And here's the really sad thing about that is however I feel, ultimately, is determining what I create. There is so much science out there that proves two things create the world that I have going on around me, meaning my personal reality. One, how I feel. So you better make some efforts at being happy. Because if you're unhappy, what it's saying is those thoughts that are attached to the unhappiness, you're going to see more of it and more of it on in your mind. If it doesn't make you feel good, that's going to be more of it in your next experience and your next experience and your next experience. So I have to, I have to say, okay, what am I going to allow myself to spend my time thinking about, believing and acting on? What am I speaking about all day long? Am I talking about more and more of stuff that I can't control that makes me feel bad? Or am actually, or am I picking things to speak about, to think about and do that lift me up? You know, maybe I call somebody on the phone today who I know may be having a bad day and I lift them up.
Yeah.
That's certainly.
You're the lift up coach. The lift up coach.
The lift up coach.
Lift me up coach.
Or I just sit down and I read something inspirational to be happy. Because the truth is, I can either go inside of myself and spend time lifting myself, right? Or I can spend all of my time being distracted by all the stuff going on around me that I can't control. So that's a big question. What can you control and what can't you control? And I'm not saying that everybody needs to give up every bit of the news.
Yes.
Now, I will tell you, I don't watch the news, but I,
I know.
Information comes in to me. The things I need to know, it always kind of comes through the cracks because right now there isn't a lot of good news.
Yes.
But we can take action towards things that we feel are not going on well in the world.
How can we take actions?
Well, one of them, okay, I'll just say we should all be planning to vote.
That's so true.
That is action.
Yes.
You know, when people want to come and start talking politics, I say, you know, it's very hard for most people to speak about politics and just listen to why the other person feels strongly about their side. Yes. It ends up being a fight. So instead I say, you know, nobody is going to change my mind at this moment. Yes. So I'm not going to talk about that. And I am going to vote and I'm going to share the news. I'm going to tell other, please, have you voted? Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Because that's our American right. That's a democracy. We all get to speak our truth and our voice through our vote.
Yeah.
So why talk about all this all day long?
Yeah. What other actions should we do?
Okay. Yeah. Other actions. Yes. Coronavirus. It's another thing, right? It's real. It's there.
Yeah.
It's peace of mind. Peace of mind for ourselves and peace of mind for others, for humanity, those around us. Mm-hmm. So what can I do personally to feel safe for me and safe for other people? Right. So when I'm at home, I don't wear a mask. Again, I'm just going to say, this is my view. It's just, if I wear a mask in public, if there's somebody around me who might be at risk and God forbid, I might be asymptomatic by me wearing a mask, I won't pass it on to somebody else.
That's what makes you happy. So you,
right.
Yeah.
So I feel good, even though honestly, I've been so healthy. Because science proves that when you're happy, you are healthier. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to tell you, I haven't been sick in 15 years.
What?
15,
wow.
I haven't had a flu. I haven't had the cold. I don't get sick because science proves that when you are healthy and happy, your cells are healthy and happy.
Wow.
Whatever I feed my brain.
Wait, brain, Max said, say that again.
Whatever I feed my brain is what I am feeding my body. So if I feed my brain happy, healthy thoughts, I will be happy and healthy. There is so much science behind that statement. I promise you. I saw a few years ago, there's a Harvard-trained neuroanatomist, a brain scientist. I saw her here in Florida where I live 3 years ago. And she says, your brain wants to please you. You just have to tell it what to do. Your brain and your heart are connected. So first, I want to step back and say this. Your heart has all your answers. And your heart, by the way, has the 40,000 most powerful cells in your body.
Wow.
How many people know that? Not so many. 40,000 most powerful cells in your body are around your heart.
Yes.
What is happiness? Happiness is a form of love. It comes from love and gratitude and having true, authentic fun. So every time I touch my heart, I put my hand on my heart, I activate those 40,000 cells. My number one tip to every woman in the audience today is to spend time loving yourself. Okay. All you have to do, there is a wonderful book called This.
Okay.
Love Yourself Like Your Life Depends on It by Kamal Ravikant. Can you see that?
Yes.
Okay.
Love yourself. Okay.
Love yourself. Why? When we love ourselves, again, I put my hand on my chest. I say, I love myself. I love you, Mary Lynn. You do it for yourself, Jessica. What you are doing is you are sending signals to your brain. Yeah. You are releasing all these incredible, healthy, happy hormones, oxytocin, serotonin, all of them. And then it sends all these wonderful hormones into your body and it keeps your cells happy and healthy. True. Okay.
But true. This is not... Marilyn, this is not being selfish, right? It's like
no, very good question. There is no narcissism, there's no conceit, and there is no arrogance in love.
Okay.
When I love myself, I am simply saying I honor myself, I respect myself, mm-hmm. I love my authentic being. I love myself because I exist. I was created here, let's say in the image and likeness of a higher power. And that higher power is perfect. And that higher power would never create anything that is less than. So I first have to like myself. I have to love me. And the amazing thing that science proves is that the better I feel about me, and again, I'm not talking about being narcissistic, conceited, or arrogant. Yes. I am talking about when I love myself, I have this ripple effect around me. And literally, my energy vibration and frequency is raised. And I touch people around me and I lift them up so that they have more clarity and awareness and love for themselves, if that makes sense.
Wow.
People can feel you.
Yes. Okay, ladies, let's take a moment to say.
Right now.
Yeah, like right now. Put your hand on your heart. As however, say, I love myself. Oh my God, that's so good.
It does. And after you do it for a while, what it really does is it calms you down. It's like a go-to kind of technique that I teach my clients that anytime you're in stress or anxiety, you just stop and you do a little bit of deep breathing, kind of in rhythm. And you imagine this lovely light coming in through the crown of your head. I breathe in love and I focus on my heart. And I imagine my heart is opening up full of love for me and everyone and everything around me. And amazingly, we get calm and warm. Yes, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's amazing, right?
Hold on.
No.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it is truly it's one of the greatest gifts that we have. It's self-soothing. You know, you were speaking earlier about all these things that are going around us that are causing anxiety and depression. Putting your hand on your heart is the quickest way to soothe yourself. To literally,
I felt that. That's why I cried. I'm sorry, I'm crying.
No. Whenever anyone does it for the first time, it's like you feel the intensity of that, the warmth. Sometimes it's a tingling, but you're literally activating those cells that are in your heart, and it's connected to the brain. We call this heart-brain coherence. So that now, when I start from my heart, and it sends all these lovely hormones to my brain, my thoughts actually get happier.
Yeah, that's so true. I'm sorry.
No, I love it. That reaction.
Love is happiness.
Yeah.
I think I was just so exhausted this weekend. I gave so much love to everyone. I had visitors this weekend that I felt like I gave so much love that maybe...
You get depleted. I think, Jessica, this is a tool for you.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're all different, but especially women, as women, we are taught to love and nurture other people. And I don't know about you, but in my world growing up, I was never taught to love myself or really, not that I was told not to take care of myself, but I was always taught to take care of others, to do for others, and then everything would work out. Unfortunately, you have to take care of yourself before you can really take care of other people in the most beneficial way to you and to them. It's like, you know, it's like the oxygen mask on the airplane, right? They say you have to put it on yourself first.
Yes.
Before you put it on another person. It's the same thing here. You have to fill your own love tank. And then you have all of this amazing love inside of you. And then you give it without exhaustion, without resentment, without pain. You're giving it so freely and lovingly, and you're having this amazing effect on other people. But you have to love you first to keep this full love tank.
Okay. So we have to fill our love tank. Okay. Yeah. I know. Yeah. That's a very good illustration about that whole oxygen. It's true. You have to do it to you first before giving it to others. Yeah.
Yes. You have to have it in you. So I have to feel love in me and be full of love if I want to have the greatest effect on the people around me that I want to help, that I want to nurture.
Yeah.
And then you always come back to inside of yourself to keep filling yourself so you can keep giving. That is what true self-love is. When I have enough inside of me to have balance and enjoy my life, and then I have lots left over to share with other people. And then I'm not asking for anything in return. I don't get resentful because they don't give it back. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we think, oh, if I love another person, I'll get it back from them. That's not real.
So it's not
unconditional love.
Yeah. So basically you just love someone and give love to others without, you know,
asking in return.
Anything in return.
And the truth is when you give like that, you will get it back 100-fold.
Yeah.
Without ever thinking about it. You're doing what comes naturally. Because I believe that our default setting is love. So we are created in love, our default setting.
So do you think, Marilyn, this is why a lot of marriages are unhappy? Because most of the time, one spouse gives and gives and gives without, you know, filling their tank, right? Yeah. The love tank.
Well, you know, I'm sure if you had both spouses in the room, I know this for a fact. You have varying degrees.
But yeah.
I will tell you about my own situation. So,
So
after I left the corporate world, my husband at the time and I, we moved to Florida, and we had always talked about having a business together. And we did. We had a business together. But that business wasn't enough to sustain me and what happened, or him. And what we realized in working not together, it wasn't the working together that caused our relationship to end, but it allowed us in that environment, and I'll just speak for me now in particular, is I realized once again that I had moved to another job and I was still empty inside. And I was rather lost. Honestly, those two words, if I describe it, were I was empty and I was lost. And part of it was, yes, I was taught to be a nurturer and a fixer. And in my corporate jobs, I was always fixing things. That's the way that kind of job world worked. And I was always great at doing it. And here was a situation where I was trying to fix the relationship. And instead of working on me, and what I really needed to do was work on me. And it wasn't until I was divorced that that became evident. So it was in my divorce, and I say congratulations to both of us, because what it allowed us both to do was to finally concentrate on fixing ourselves.
Wow.
If that makes sense. I realized after I was divorced, I thought, oh, I should be happy. And I had this great job, and what the heck, I would come home and I'd say, what is wrong with me?
Yeah.
Why am I not happy and positive? And I've got all these great employees and these clients, and I have a good job and I make good money and blah, blah, blah. And one day I came home and I sat down and I surrendered. I literally in that moment said, I don't know what is out there. I know that there is a power greater than me. And I hear it from a lot of different people in different terms.
Mm-hmm.
There's a God, a universe, there could be a higher power, it could be your soul or spirit, whatever name you give it. I am certain that there is a greater power of some sort.
Yes.
And at that moment, I just said, obviously, I don't know the answer here, or I would be feeling more joy. Life is supposed to be more joyful than this. I surrender. Show me the way and I will do it. And what happened to me when I surrendered, it didn't mean I gave up. What it meant was I trusted that there was another part of me in me. I say that we are a mind, body, spirit being. You could call it mind, body, intuition. It depends on how you see the world. But there is another part of us that we are all it cares about. Now, I happen to call it spirit. I think there's an energy, spiritual part of me that is my greatest fan. It wants me to have joy and bliss. And when I tap into that, the answers are there. But I have to rely on it. I have to stop being so in control and trying to fix everything going on around me.
Yes.
Instead, I need to go in me. And once I did that, literally, I had my moment of surrender. Peace went through my body. And within 2 weeks, I met four people that changed my life. And how I got to life coaching.
How do you surrender?
You sit in a moment of quiet.
Okay.
And you say, I surrender to God and the universe. I let go of all of the things that are getting in the way of me experiencing joy and happiness in my life. I give up. I let go of all the things that keep me from living right here and right now in the present moment. Because all those thoughts that we are often thought are about the past.
Yeah.
But I can't change it. And yet they keep going around and around and around. And then I'm not able to use this precious present moment that I have to create. Because I want to say here something really, really important.
Okay.
It's like one of the number one things.
Listen to this. Okay. Yes.
So we all have the power to create a life that we love, but we only have the present moment to do it in. That it is in the present that we create. We create the next experience and the next and the next. So I have to stay present, but I have to feel really good. So there's another really incredible book called How Emotions Are Made, Secret Life of the Brain.
Okay.
This book is just 2 years old, and it's written by an acclaimed neuroscientist that explains whatever you put in your brain makes you feel a certain way, and however you feel is what determines what you create in your life. Literally, we construct our reality.
Wow.
This world is different than what we think it is.
Yeah.
It is, from a science level, all of these, let's say, neurons, protons, getting down to subatomic particles, which are all energy.
Yes.
We are shaping and reshaping the energy of our world based on how I feel as attached to my thoughts. So my imagination is crucial. I need to feel good in the moment, meaning I need to feel a lot of love for me, for everyone else. I need to feel really grateful, and I need to focus on what I want. What I want, not necessarily what I have. I need to be grateful for what I have, everything. I need to feel so grateful for everything that I have. But then I say, I really want this. You know, and I say it as though I have it now. Like you would say, I'm so grateful that I have clarity about my purpose in life. I'm so grateful that I feel intense love for all of my friends and family all the time. Whatever it is, I have it now. I say it as though I have it now. So now I'm feeding my brain new thoughts. And those thoughts make me feel really good. So whatever I'm feeding my brain and I feel in my heart, I am ultimately going to get. This is amazing.
Oh, my gosh. This is like, hey, ladies, this is like free coach from, from Mary Lynn Zier. And don't forget to visit her webpage, Living a Joyful Life Now. This is amazing. This is .com. This is what we need right now, ladies. So please, happiness.
I have an offer. When I talked to you last week, I want to make this offer. So A couple of weeks ago, I did a virtual presentation for a charity organization, also for women.
Okay.
And what I did was I made them an offer. If you go to my website to Living a Joyful Life Now,
yes,
and you look under my services and products, you'll see a 6-video series.
Okay.
If you go there, typically those 6 videos cost $100.
Okay.
I am offering them to anyone who buys them before October 15th for $25.
Oh my gosh.
Just go and put in this code.
Okay.
W-O-T-R.
W-O-T-R. This is the code. W-T-R. W-O-T-R.
W-O-T-R is the promo code.
Okay.
And it will only cost $25. It means women on the rise, if that
helps. Wow. Okay. We are going to post this. We are going to post all the information on our the Polished Woman website and the Polished Woman Instagram.
Absolutely.
Yes. Oh my, thank you so much, Aunt Tutura. Thank you so much, Marilyn. We're not done, okay?
I'm
going to play a game with you.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. This is a game that she'll have to answer, like finish this sentence. I love this because these are like the questions that actually normally women would want to ask you. Okay. What would you say if someone told you they felt like their life had no meaning? My life has no meaning. What's your answer?
I would say the truth is the exact opposite. And the answer is in you. And all you have to do is get happy to figure out what that meaning is. That's the first step to figuring out the meaning of your life.
Okay, that's good. Okay. How if someone told you, Mary, you know, my life has no purpose?
The same answer. There are two things. Your purpose here on this earth, first and foremost, is to feel free, freedom. That's what we have here.
Okay.
To grow and to grow through joy. We have a choice. Grow through joy or grow through pain. But we are always going to grow. So your purpose is to grow through joy. Growth.
Grow
through joy.
Okay,
you
but hold on. Before we go to the just one more before that before we go to the next one. Sometimes pain makes you stronger, and if pain comes, you just accept it, right?
Well, I say no. You acknowledge it. You don't accept it. You acknowledge it.
I love that.
Yeah. So pain, I believe, is like contrast.
Okay.
It doesn't feel good, but it's showing you that, wow, I don't like this, and now I want something else. It's like it launches the desire. If you look at it that way, that says, oh my gosh, and I can relate to that from, let's say, my job and my marriage. Oh my gosh, I was so empty that it allowed me to say, wow, I want more.
Wow, okay, wow, this is so good. Okay, next, what would you say if someone told you that you weren't fulfilled? Okay, I'm not fulfilled with my life. What is your, how do you finish?
I would tell you that there are a couple of things that you should start doing. First, start meditating. Very simple. Meditation has different words for a lot of people. You can get quiet with yourself. You can meditate. You can pray. There are so many free apps out there.
Yes.
What it means is just get quiet with yourself. Start with hand on your heart. Start by saying, I love myself. Because the more you love yourself, you're telling the spiritual part of you or this greater universe that you are worthy, that you are worthy. And the more you tell yourself you're worthy, and then you sit down and say, ask yourself a question, who am I? And you write an answer, who am I? Who am I?
Wow.
And then you start getting answers that come to you. Who am I? What are my gifts and talents? And right when you're in that calm, quiet place, it's amazing the answers that will come from you, from your heart. Your heart's very powerful.
Wow. I know. It made me cry, ladies.
it makes me cry all the time. I sit in my quiet time and I have tears rolling down my face. You know, it's authentic. It's real. Our hearts are very powerful.
I know. Okay. What would you say if someone told you that I'm having trouble getting over a past trauma?
Okay. Well, traumas are there. It depends on the kind of trauma. So, you know, there are life coaches and there are therapists, and sometimes we need to get it out. When it's intense trauma, I would say it would be a good thing probably if it's really trauma. When I think of trauma, I think of things that are deep hurt.
Yes.
That maybe it's hard to let go of. That it's probably worth your while to see a therapist or someone who can help you to reframe things and to help you let it go.
Yes.
And then once you've let that go, then I would tell you to go see a life or business coach, depending on what you want. Because a life coach will then move you forward, will help you, will help you define your goals, will give you, help you get motivated, help you with a plan on how to get there. But until you let go of that, those old, deep, traumatic emotions, you have to work on that.
Yeah, I think I did that. I think I did that on our show, right, Max? When the show that I did, Marilyn, is I didn't realize that because I blocked off one of the trauma that I had in my life when I was molested when I was like really young age, at a young age. And I totally forgot. And when I had a guest on the show, it came out. I just literally cried and realized, oh my gosh, I totally forgot. I was molested by two men and, you know, at an early age. And it was tough.
It is. And it's so worth the effort to work on releasing it.
Yeah.
Because there's also a lot of science that's proven that those traumas and that deep-seated emotion sits and manifests in parts of our bodies, and it can cause cancer.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. There, again, another field of research that negative emotion can sit in parts of your body. And until you release it and heal from that, people get sick. That is very common.
This is why we have to be happy.
This is why, and happiness has been proven. Oh, I have to say a couple more things.
Okay.
Science around happiness. Yeah. When you get happy, if you're an entrepreneur or somebody who makes money through sales, if you're happy, you'll make 37% more money. Your clients will be 42% happier or satisfied if you're happy.
Okay.
You will be 31% less stressed and 15% more productive.
What?
If you're happy standing next to the person who does the same thing and who's not happy. Again, that's science and research.
That's
who
the power of happiness.
Right? Who doesn't want to make more money?
That's the power of happiness.
The power of happiness, lady.
Okay, this is for women because we talked about business. We talked about financing last week.
Yeah.
And some of the moms are a little bit, you know, on the older, you know, age. What would you say if they say, I'm too old and too inexperienced to start a business?
I would just tell you that first thing is you have to answer those questions because sometimes a business may not be right for them, but it may be right for them. So I would say step back and do the work inside. Figure out when you say, who am I? Meaning, what are my gifts and talents? We all have blessings. There are always jobs that can be created around your gifts and talents.
Yes.
So maybe it's to start a business, or maybe it's to go work for somebody else that you have this natural gift doing.
Wow.
There's always an answer, but you have to answer those questions first because your heart holds those answers. Who am I? What are my gifts and talents? And what is my path to greatness? Science also proves that when we feel that we have purpose, and I don't necessarily mean a special mission or purpose.
Yeah.
That we just have purpose in our life, we'll live 7 years longer.
Oh, yes. Happier. Okay.
Happy.
Last question.
Yeah.
The definition of happiness.
Okay, so my favorite definition of happiness is really one that says is this. It is the joy of finding your potential. It's about living from that space.
Okay.
That when I'm moving toward, when I'm always evolving and moving toward my true potential, there is such joy in that. Does that make sense?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this is so nice. We have to have it back.
Yeah. We're always evolving.
We've learned so much from you. I'm a part of this mom's group, and I will forward this to them. And this is amazing. And I hope this is an eye opening for everyone. So much, so much love and happiness, the whole science, around it.
So much.
The faith, God, the universe, whatever you call it. But
mind, body, spirit. And ultimately, the final point is all of that happiness from inside of you, and then sharing all that love with other people.
Yes. Right? So
it's about love and gratitude and having this fun as you evolve.
Yes.
That, what it does is it provides you with a calm mindset. And it is in the calm mindset that all the magic in our lives happen, truly. Magic and miracles. I see it in my clients every single day. People have health miracles happen, money miracles happen, relationship magic happen. It's amazing. When our minds are calm, all the magic happens.
Where can they find you, Marilyn, if they want to,
go to my website, livingajoyfullifenow.com, and contact me that way. Or literally, you can use my regular email address, which is MLZ as in zebra, IEM as in Mary, R as in Robert, at iCloud.com.
Okay.
Want to reach out to me that way or just go to my website. It's got my phone numbers there.
Everything is there.
Call me. You can email me.
Yeah. Marilyn, will you join us again? I know she's publishing. You are publishing a book.
I am. Right? Thank you for reminding me of that. Yes. So it'll be out next year. And so I would love, love, love to come back and talk about it.
Max, we have to have her and we have to have her on your show. Okay. Last question before I go. Marilyn, are you happy today?
I am ecstatic.
Oh, my God.
Life is magical.
I'm going to say that. My life is magical.
That actually is my signature line.
Yes. I love she made me cry. Oh, my gosh. Oh, but, God. I felt it. When I put my hands, I felt it. I was so, I think I felt so empty from this weekend that I gave it all that I, put it back. Thank you so much.
All you have to do is sit for a few minutes and say, I love myself. I love myself. I am worthy. I deserve joy and happiness. Thank you. And you'll be amazed.
Thank you so much, Marilyn. Thank you.
So much fun.
Marilyn, thank you so much. I love you.
Thank you, audience.
Thank you. Okay, remember that there is a power in happiness. It can help you feel more optimistic, more open-minded, and of course, more joyful. If you feel like happiness is lacking in your life, I encourage you to look within you to work on finding it and not hesitate in reaching out to find an incredible life coach or business coach like Mary. If you need help, just go to her website. Yes, and put your hand on your heart and say, I love me. Okay, I hope you had fun today. Yes, and give love to the next person that you see and after watching and hearing our show. Remember, when you give love, don't expect anything in return. Okay. Bye. Happy Monday. Bye.
The polished woman.